MSP marketing in bite-sized bits. It's easier than you think with MKLink. To get more of MKLink's MSP, MBA, marketing and IT training resources, make sure that you've registered for your account for free now at www.mklink.org. Referrals for MSPs, Part 1. Why referrals? Well, in this short series about getting more business referrals, we'll be uncovering what B2B business owners, and in particular managed service providers, can do to gain more referrals than they ever thought possible, for low cost or no cost, except for possibly a bit of thought, time and effort. So why are referrals so important? Before we get into the mechanics of improving referral flow, it's a good idea to remind ourselves on why it's a good idea to optimize the business for maximizing referrals in the first place. So with that in mind, here's a short list of some reasons which will hopefully remind and inspire you to give you this the attention that it deserves. Some reasons referral marketing is so important. Most marketing is relatively expensive, stressful, and doesn't work. Now, that's quite a controversial quotation from someone who ran a digital marketing company for over 25 years. So why do I, Mike Knight of MKLink, keep saying it? To help answer that, let's look at some statistics about conventional advertising versus referrals. 71% of business ads are useless. Now, that shocking statistic comes from the LinkedIn-backed B2B Institute. However, as far as referrals are concerned, 84% of B2B sales come via referrals, according to Influitive, and 87% of their clients would refer them. That's also attributed to Influitive. So let's look at some more of these statistics. According to Nielsen, 92% of respondents said that they trusted referrals from people that they knew. People are four times more likely to buy when referred by a friend. And not only are they four times more likely to buy, they'll typically spend around 200% more than the average customer. And according to Edelman Trust Barometer, 84% of B2B businesses initiate the buying process with a referral. We go further with some Heinz marketing stats. 71% of companies report a higher number of conversions with a referral program. And more than 90% of consumers look to online reviews for guidance before making a purchase. And the New York Times noted in one of their articles that 65% of all new business in the United States starts from referrals. Further to this, some softwareadvice.com statistics. 78% of marketers say referral marketing produces good or excellent leads. 60% of marketers say that referral marketing produces a high quantity of leads. And 52% of them said that referral marketing had a low cost lead, bettered only by non-paid social and in-house email across all channels. From Influitive.com again, of all companies with referral programs in place, 69% reported faster closing rates, 87% reported highly effective sales efforts versus 42% without referral programs. So, we've briefly seen some pretty compelling numbers that show referral marketing is the best thing for MSPs since sliced bread. But here's the kicker. Only 11% of MSPs ask their clients for a referral. So there's a massive disconnect here which can and should be exploited by any sensible MSP owner. So why don't they do it? Here's some reasons MSPs don't optimize their referrals. Now, you'd expect that the main reasons most MSPs don't get as many referrals as they should is down to three likely clauses, including they don't appreciate the importance of them, or they don't know how, and lastly, they can't be bothered. And of course, you'd be absolutely right. This means that they mostly rely on random chance as and when inbound referrals occur. Now, that really is quite incredible, isn't it? If you think about it for a moment, around 90% of an MSP's new business growth comes from referrals, and yet it's left completely to luck. So on that basis, let's look at luck. Looking at a common scenario for this, perhaps one client is talking to another client on the phone when their VoIP call is patchy, or maybe the printer doesn't work or something else goes wrong. Then, and if you're very lucky and the client likes you, the coincidence could be an opportunity for your business, because one client might say to the other client, "Oh, my VoIP calls used to be patchy like this, but my current provider is really good, you should try them," that kind of thing. And then if you're lucky, you might get a referral, maybe. Now, here's the thing about coincidences. They're everywhere and anywhere. They truly are. It's actually quite mind-boggling if you start to think about this. The overwhelming majority of these so-called coincidences are never recognized in the first place. And that's because they go unnoticed and they're never passed back as a referral, even if they are, because life can just be so inefficient. How many of these should have beens is the subject for philosophers, but we need to consider at least part of this world of possibilities. Just look at the universe that we're in. We're surrounded by probabilities that are just so insane that us humans just can't understand them. And so we ascribe effects to causes as luck when it's more a case of inevitability. For instance, you might be on a bus with, say, 20 other people, or in a lift or something like that, and everyone you see is wearing green underwear, but you'd be very unlikely to ever know it. Why would you? You could all have the same middle name, or you could all have the favourite brand of washing powder, but again, how likely is it that you'd ever find out? All the staff in your office may have walked on the same number of cracks in the pavement on the way to work this morning. The last 10 people you emailed might be all reading it on the same type of device or the same type of browser. Or they could have all just emailed somebody else before you called Henry Smith. How would you ever know? So the fact is, even if you could multiply all the potential things where opportunities might coincide, you'd have an infinite number. And of these infinite chances or coincidences, which occur all the time, by the way, you'd only ever notice an infinitesimally small number of them. So just let that sink in if you can for a moment. So what's the answer? The answer is to have a system in place that can dramatically increase how you and how your clients and how your prospects can become aware of these so-called coincidences, and which not only ensures that referrals actually get passed back to you, but which also helps you to stop self-sabotaging your chances of getting those referrals in the first place. Now that's quite a tall order, I'm aware of that, but nevertheless we'll make a start on that system and that process in the next session. MSP marketing in bite-sized bits. It's easier than you think with MKLink. To get more of MKLink's MSP, MBA, marketing and IT training resources, make sure that you've registered for your account for free now at www.mklink.org.